Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
Dr. Scott Hollier is here today to discuss the Apple Watch, including new accessibility developments and how this device's accessibility compares with Apple's existing range and potential uses of the Apple Watch for people with blindness or vision impairment. Welcome back, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Great to be back again.
Now, we've heard a bit about the upcoming Apple Watch. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Sure. I mean, this is arguably be the most hotly anticipated tech of 2015. Last week, we were talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, but Apple don't usually do things around that. Yeah, it's all eyes on Apple now. And the Apple Watch is basically a companion device in that it's designed to still be working in conjunction with, say, a smartphone or tablet made by Apple. And the idea is that, like normal watches, it's a device on your wrist, but it's also a smart device, so it can do lots of exciting things and with messages, and also it have its own apps. Yeah, it's due in April, and it's looking really interesting.
Now, is the Apple Watch accessible?
Well, it's a great question, and there have been leaked screenshots on some popular Mac rumor websites, and basically what they suggest is yes, it looks like it will have VoiceOver, this popular screen reader on iPads and iPhones. Looks like it will also have a zoom, it'll have an inverted theme option. And also there's some other helpful things for other disabilities like moving the audio into one ear for people who are hearing impaired. But from a vision point of view, assuming the leaked screenshots are true, it's looking like it will have some similar accessibility to the other Apple devices we know and love, being the iPhone and the iPad.
That was going to be my next question, because I know you spoke about it working with the iPhone and iPad, but is it likely to be as accessible as iPhone or iPad?
Well, the screenshot would suggest, and again, I should stress this is only rumours at this point. We don't know if that screenshot is true or not, but the screenshot does show that there are less features than certainly the iPhone or the iPad, so whilst it's good to see that some of those core accessibility features are likely to be in the device, there's a lot that isn't. So some of the other really detailed settings around making those assistive technologies work don't appear to be in this leaked screenshot. But again, we're going off a lot on what may or may not be a true representation. But, you know, it's quite likely, given that other Apple products are accessible, that it will have the features that we've seen. I think the upshot of it is that it will be accessible to some degree, but maybe not to the same extent as other Apple devices.
So, Scott, how useful is an Apple Watch likely to be to a person who's blind or vision impaired as opposed to just having a smartphone or tablet?
Well, this is a great question, and this is really the big question. We've seen smartwatches made by other manufacturers running Android or other operating systems, and to be honest, the market hasn't really embraced them very well to date. I mean, often Apple is known for changing the landscape when it comes to tech, but at this point, there is still that big question mark over, okay, you've got this device on your wrist, but what can you actually do with it? And given that our smartphones and tablets are so powerful and can do so many things, is a watch really likely to do much more, especially given that in order to, say, check phone messages and things like that, you still have to have an iPhone sort of kicking around in your pocket for it to work. So it is a big question, and also the price point is likely to be a factor too. So if it still costs quite a lot to buy an Apple Watch, then a lot of people might just be happy to stick with their phone or tablet. So it's a bit of a wait and see at the moment, but it could be another one of these Apple products where we don't really see its use now, but when we have it, we'll love it.
And of course, there's the technocrats too who just have to have it, whether they really need it or not.
We'll be seeing the queues around the Apple store when it's released, I'm sure.
I'm quite sure. What do you use, Scott, just for interest's sake?
I'm more an Android person for my daily use. I just find mainly because Android accessibility, as we've talked about before, has evolved a fair bit now. And also, the devices are much, much cheaper. So for my budget, you know, if I can get a smartphone for a fifth of the price of an iPhone and it still does pretty much what I need it to do, then, you know, that works best for me.
Oh, well, that's really good. Now, for more information on accessible devices and technology, visit the Media Access Australia website at mediaaccess.org.au, or if you like to use what I like to use, the telephone, you can also call 02 9212 6242 or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, and we've been talking about the Apple Watch. So that's April. We'll be keeping an eye out for that, and we'll be talking to Scott about that closer to the time. So info@mediaaccess.org.au for more information is where you should go, or the website mediaaccess.org.au. au, and Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.